Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon.
Yes, good to have you along, man. So, what we do every Saturday on The Drift is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. It's the
news you need to know.
Yeah, thank you. See, you're going to be perfect like that, right? So welcome to the show, and I'm glad everyone made it in here. And let's give our thanks and our prayers to all the folks down in hurricane areas of Florida and Georgia and wherever else that Hurricane Irma is going. And let's say a little prayer for everybody. You want to just go ahead and say a prayer since you're here.
Good idea. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for all your mercy and grace, and we ask you to protect our citizens, Lord, as they go through this trial, to give them wisdom, knowing when to leave and when to stay, and those that are on the road, Lord, that you would protect them also. We ask you to give our leaders wisdom concerning any action taken by government agencies at this time, too, and we thank you for the generosity of your people. Amen. Amen.
All right. So, thank you. Yeah, awesome. So let's take care of a business before we get into the meat. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a friend who's a blogger, and I've been reading her. I've been seeing her comment for years, and it's called Rockport Conservatives. I never knew where Rockport was. I just knew she was in Texas, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that Rockport. So I hadn't heard from her, and so I emailed her when Harvey started, and I didn't hear anything, and you hear about how Rockport got leveled, right?
Yeah.
So I finally got an email from her saying she's been in prayers. I've been asking people to pray for her and for Rockport. She emailed, she had some shingle damage.
Yeah, well, that's it. She was one of the lucky ones.
Well,
right?
Blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, we have our own La Casa collection is having a grand opening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's today and tomorrow now. And you can reach them at 517-445-5050. They're at the Kroger Crossroads Town Center in Howell. And they've got raffles and prizes and refreshments. So help them celebrate their grand opening and all the store proceeds. Stay local and help victims of abuse at La Casa Center. So you can go to lacasacollection.org, L-A-C-A-S-A, La Casa. That means my home in Spanish,
the house.
The house. And so lacasacollection.org or call them 517-445-5050. Good people. They do a lot of good programming in the community. So support them a little bit and get out and check out their upscale resale store, grand opening, furniture, home decor, you name it. And the proceeds go to help victims of abuse. So
Sounds great, good. Great
program. Yeah. So I wanted to start with the hurricane, right? I've got family down there, and they made the trek north into Georgia, and they're still going to get wind and rain, but they're kind of out of the danger zone, I'm guessing. But it doesn't mean they're going to be comfortable by any stretch of the imagination. And so I kind of wanted to start out with how the left is dealing with this, right? And everyone's seen it, but I was so shocked, dismayed, disturbed by Jennifer Lawrence, right? One of the biggest actresses in Hollywood right now. Mm-hmm. Just an ignorant, uneducated, pathetic
airhead.
Rube airhead, you name it. This young lady, beautiful as she is socially, educationally retarded. This woman has no idea. She must listen to MSNBC all day. And believes the lies and propaganda of the Al Gore climate scammers.
You know what? Well, go ahead. Continue.
All right, well, let's just play it, and then we'll discuss it. Derek, you got track one, Jennifer Lawrence. Let's play this imbecile's comments.
Deep breath, sip of coffee.
Yeah, take a sip of coffee. All right, go ahead and play it.
I mean, when the director was asked about the film, why it was so dark, he said it's a mad time to be alive. And there's certainly a sort of end of days feeling about it. There are many people in America who would say, you know, perhaps it's truer there at the moment than anywhere else.
It's scary. You know, it's this new language that's forming. I don't even recognize it. It's also scary to know that climate change is due to human activity, and we continue to ignore it. And the only voice that we really have is through voting.
And you have voted very recently as a country.
And it was really startling. You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's really, it's hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage, wrath.
And it's not just about climate change, though, is it, in America? I mean, it seems to be a time of huge division.
Yeah, it's really polarizing and upsetting. You know, I've heard things and seen things on TV in my own country that devastate me and make me sick. And it's just really confusing.
Do you find President Trump confusing?
I don't find him confusing. I think I know exactly what he is.
You know what he is? He's the savior of America, you stupid bimbo. That's what I've got to say to you, Jennifer Lawrence.
She's confused. She's easily confused.
Obviously, and easily propagandized because
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she watches television. That's obviously. She never comes out of her high and mighty castle in liberal Hollywood to come down. And how come you're not in Houston, Miss Lawrence? Well, how come you're not helping in Florida?
You know what? Let's put it this way. If this is Mother Nature paying us back, then what is Mother Nature? Is Mother Nature an intelligent entity that actually is making decisions? Is that her substitute for God? Is she worshiping Gaia, Mother Earth, Mother Nature? Or perhaps this hurricane was just a random event.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's retribution. Are you kidding me? You know, there are people who said, well, maybe it was Ann Coulter who said, maybe this hurricane was actually a retribution for having a lesbian mayor God's judgment for having a lesbian mayor of Houston. Now, I don't buy that either. But, you know, I mean, you can just, what do you want to blame it on? It's the weather. It happens.
Yeah, we're coming off 142 months, I think, right? It was a record, 142 mm-hmm. months with no major storms hitting whatever,
yeah.
You know.
What's
it's
the
qualified,
statistics?
Whatever. The statistics are. But frankly, we've had climate change on this planet for 5 billion years that this planet's been in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you talk about all the ice ages and global warmings we've had over the last 5 billion years, Miss Lawrence? Is that our fault, too? Was that just future people causing those warming and cooling of the planet? You imbecile.
Those
That's
are previous
all I can say
human
that
civilizations that no longer exist and we know nothing about it anymore because they caused their own demise.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. That's conspiracy.
Mother
Put your tinfoil hat
Mother
on.
Earth cleansing herself.
That's right. Yes. The earth abides, right?
Yes.
All right, let's take a call from Jenny in Brownstown. Jenny, welcome
Alrighty,
to the show.
Alrighty, Jenny.
Hey, guys. You know, I couldn't stay away that long.
No. Oh, you did? It was that long?
Yeah, we worry when we don't hear from you, Jenny.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Thought you didn't like us anymore.
Oh, I do. I love you.
All right, what do you got for us, Jenny?
Anyway... you know, and I am a Trump supporter, but I'm not happy with him for what he did this week.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us why.
The Pelosi and Schumer deal and talking about actually removing the debt ceiling.
Yep.
That's stupid.
Yes. Yeah, and I agree. I mean, it's, you know, and Ed and I were just talking about this prior to coming on the show because we can't seem to keep our yaps shut about politics even when we're not doing this on the radio.
Called show prep.
It's show
we get
prep.
A tax break for
and,
the show
And
prep.
A lot of people feel that way because there are a lot of Trump supporters that I talk with on Facebook and I see their posts and I know they're not happy. And I'm not particularly happy with the debt ceiling. You know me. I would, if it were up to me, we would balance the budget. And everything gets cut by 30, 40%, whatever it is. And I don't care the cost, and I don't care the pain that any particular group or people have to suffer. Let's balance the budget right now.
It's the imaginary debt ceiling. When has the debt ceiling ever stopped us from borrowing more money?
Yeah.
No, that's true. I get that, too. But, I mean, it's this kind of talk that you don't really want to hear, like, because you don't do that in your own house.
Right.
Of course, he doesn't have to worry about anything, but even he couldn't spend, even if he tried to spend all his money, then he'd be broke too.
Right. Well, here's what you're looking at, and Ed and I were talking about this. So Donald Trump is the lone guy that really is the only one, I think, that has the best interest of the people of America at heart, right? And that's why we voted him in.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he's got the media against him. The biggest driver. He's got the liberal Democrats against him. He's got his own party against him, most of them, if not, well, mm-hmm. I'd say a majority of Republicans are not happy with Trump and not helping him and supporting him. So what do you do when you're in that position? You're reaching a point where everybody is against you. And the only people that are for you are those of us who voted for him, those of us sticking by his side, tweeting, social mediaing, doing whatever. He has to find some way to get this hurricane stuff taken care of, to get funding stuff taken care of. And God forbid what the media and the liberals and the establishment will do to him if we shut down the government or reach the debt ceiling and don't come to some kind of agreement. And those idiot Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Speaker Ryan, not supporting and coming up with a plan. Let's face it, it's their job to do the budget, not the president's. It's their job to do the budget, and they didn't. And so I want to. I've got track two here, Derek. Do you have? Is that track two? No, go down to track three with Mark Meadows. You got that one ready? All right, this is Mark Meadows, right? Head of the Freedom Caucus, the conservative group, right? So I want you to listen to this, Jenny, and listen to what he says about Trump cutting the deal with the Democrats and only doing a 3 months debt ceiling gig. Go ahead and play that.
Is the aforementioned chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. Good to have you on board. Thank you.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Have you been having those meetings with Steve Bannon? And does Paul Ryan need to go?
No, I can tell you, I've had conversations with Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, both within the last 48 hours or so. And I can tell you that we're laser focused, not on a leadership change, but making sure that we change Washington, D.C. Yesterday, we had a meeting with the speaker in a cross-sectional meeting, which brings in all the leadership of the different caucuses. Probably the best cross-sectional meeting we've had. But it's all about making sure that we change it on behalf of the American people. So a lot of the focus is on leadership. Really, where the focus needs to be is on doing what we've said we would do, and that's delivering on the Trump agenda to make sure that we give Washington, D.C. back to its rightful owner, and that's what we're committed to do.
Joe.
Congressman, do you feel like the president betrayed the Freedom Caucus? Do you feel like the president betrayed conservatives with his deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer yesterday?
No, really, the president wasn't given a whole lot of options. You know, Joe, you've been here. You know how this place works.
Right.
I understand you would have been a Freedom Caucus member before there was a Freedom Caucus member. So we'll give you an honorary membership, Joe.
Well, except for the fact you guys are a little moderate for me, but go ahead.
I'm glad to hear that, Joe. So as we look at this, you know, here's the thing is because of the hurricane relief, there wasn't a whole lot of options.
Right.
You know, when you look at this, you either had an 18-month clean debt limit or you had what was agreed to, a 3-month clean debt limit. And so when given two bad options, obviously you can't be too critical of anybody. But I can tell you what it was really our grassroots are very confused. They're saying, well, is this the president going to cut deals with Democrats from here on out? And I would suggest that that's not the case. And that's based on talking not only to the president, but also talking to Speaker Ryan and others. This was a unique situation because of the devastation in Texas. Hopefully we can put forth some conservative ideas soon, Joe.
Okay. So, Jenny, does it alleviate your concern at all? Because here's the Freedom Caucus chairman, right? That's Mark Meadows, the guy saying he's not worried about what Trump did. It's one of those situations. It is Washington, D.C., and we do have the real world to deal with, and that means some swamp creatures that you have to sometimes parlay with in order to take that one step forward. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fine, but what I don't want to see this going on in December, you know? And anyway, Bannon has left. Gorka has left. Two good people. I'm sorry, but they were.
Yes, but
yeah, we
but
were
again,
about that.
But again, as you just heard, Mark Meadows, he's working with Bannon, and there is all this rumor flying around about Speaker Ryan. I can tell you what, there is pressure coming in, and Bannon is not out of this. I think Bannon is a stronger position now back at Breitbart than he was inside the cabinet, because I don't think he would. I think they had him handcuffed so badly inside,
voice.
He could not do anything that he wanted to do. And he made that decision to get out
too.
And work
Sebastian
it from the outside.
Gorka said that.
What's that?
Sebastian Gorka also said that. He took that position.
Yeah.
And he left.
Yeah, and I think both those guys were handcuffed inside because, you know what, there are limitations to what you can do within the Oval Office. I'm not happy about it either. Don't get me wrong.
They couldn't speak their own mind. They had to speak what they were told to speak or else there'd be retribution. Yeah. But now that they're outside, they're free to say what they want. Jenny, one thing that concerns me about Trump talking to Pelosi and to Chumpos, Schumer, is that he can't really make a deal with them. I'm not understanding why he's talking to them, because they have no real legislative authority. They can't throw together a majority to give him what he wants with Republican opposition.
That's correct.
So I don't see, so he's talking to them. He can't cut a deal with them. Not with a Republican majority in the House.
There's all this weird talk going on. I just don't understand what goes on. The swamp is not being drained. The deep state is not being gotten rid of. And
well, it's not moving. It's not moving as fast as we would like. But you know what? We waited 8 years, and now we're impatient. And it's fine. We should feel this way.
I have one more thing to say.
Sure.
Basically, Trump went against what Sessions said earlier in the week with this DACA thing.
Because the DACA is done in 6 months. All he did was throw it back at the Congress and said, in 6 months, DACA is over.
Do your job.
You got 6 months to fix it, or don't complain.
Yeah.
And really, that is Congress's job. They haven't been doing their job for a decade.
That's regular order. That's what they call regular order.
So I'm not unhappy. I'm not ecstatic either, don't get me wrong. But let's give it some time to play out and see what happens. Because as you just said, Ed, this deal he's cutting with the Democrats may not mean nothing, but you know what it did do? It's got Mitch McConnell coming out right here, and it's at the Daily Drift, confirming the deal, and Paul Ryan saying, yeah, it looks like it's going to happen. So what he kind of did was tell Mitch McConnell and Speaker Ryan, you guys better get on board, because we're going to finish this one way or the other, and if it takes giving a little to the Dems to get it done, that's what we're going to do. Because
that's politics.
That's politics. That is what it is. It's ugly. It's nasty. But unfortunately, let's get the 80%, and we'll worry about the 20% later.
We might not like Dreamer legislation as it comes out in the next 6 months. We may not like it, but it's the people that got voted to do the job that did that job, and it's not the president's job to make executive orders. Yeah. It's not Trump's job to keep things going or not going. It's the lawmaker's job.
And in the end, Jenny, here's what it comes down to. Again, it's on us, because in 2018, we need to purge any Republicans and Democrats who are not following the Trump agenda. That means that Justin Amash fella out on the west side of the state, that means Debbie Stabenow must be defeated, please.
But he's a Freedom Caucus guy, isn't he?
Who?
Justin Amash.
I don't know if he is or not, but he's again one of these guys that is so obstinate. He's just not using common sense, and that's one of those things. Well, thanks, Jenny.
Well, I'm with you there. The ballot box is the best place to do things.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Jenny?
I'm with you there, but thanks for the input. You know, we'll see what happens. And I did take the one thing wrong about. I thought DACA was going to be over in 6 months if they didn't. In other words, I took something backwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, DACA's done in 6 months unless Congress does something. That's Trump fulfilling his promise.
Yeah, I thought it was over now I thought it was over right now.
No.
And they had to do something if they wanted it back.
No, he just told Congress he got 6 months to fix it, otherwise it is over.
That's the value of this show.
Thanks, Jenny. Take care. All right, let's take a call from Will in Ypsilanti. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's been a long time, Gary. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Will. Good to hear from you, Will.
Absolutely. First, I was just listening to our conversation. What I was going to say is something about global warming. That's B-U-L-L. Mm-hmm. You know, got news for you. Since you hit the station, everything's changed since you woke up this morning. So obviously climate changes, you know.
That's right.
I was just going to talk about that, but I want to talk about this debt ceiling things and so forth. I think one of the things is my biggest fear is that we need to get something done now, because generally, and this isn't always, next year is a midterm election, and it generally swings towards opposing party. I'm hoping not, because they're getting enough help from our side in Paul Ryan and Muppet Boy from Kentucky. Doing what he does. And, what's going to be left is for our president to do executive orders, and what's going to happen is people are going to complain because the former guy that he replaced also did this stuff. So it's almost like a no-win situation for President Trump. And I don't know how you get people like Paul Ryan to actually sit down and listen to what's going on. We really need to attack this problem.
Yeah, the problem with Ryan is he's just got to go. I know yes. Our congressman here, Tim, loves him. They're good friends, whatever. I don't believe Paul Ryan has the interests of the United States and the people of the United States at heart. I really don't. I believe he's a globalist. I believe he's got something up his sleeve. Whatever things go on with his wife, you can take whatever you want. He's not doing the Trump agenda. We, the people, voted for Trump. Why? For the Trump agenda. We want the wall. We want tax reform. We want these things done. We want Obamacare repealed and replaced. And the Republicans, this is flat on you because you had 8 years, you said you were going to do it, and now you have your chance and you're not doing it. Mitch McConnell, you're a coward. Paul Ryan, you're a coward. And all you Freedom Caucus and anyone else who's not compromising enough to get rid of it, shame on you. And that's what will hurt the Republicans in 2018 unless they get something done between now and 2018.
Well, let's be clear. Exactly. There was McCluskey and Collins and McCain who really sandbagged it in the Senate.
And again, and whose fault is that? It's the people of the United States that voted those idiots back into office once again. Yep. Blame ourselves, folks, before we blame Donald Trump or anyone else. We're the ones that keep voting these jacks who into office who don't belong there. Debbie Stabenow among them. Mm-hmm. And so, people of Michigan, you got something to complain about? Stop complaining until you get rid of Debbie Stabenow. That's
well
it.
Said. And Gary Peters.
Gary Peters.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Who do we have that is really going to be coming up to bat against those two idiots?
Well, Bob Young.
Yeah.
Bob Young is supremely qualified, pardon the pun, being a Supreme Court justice, right? Chief Justice.
Yeah.
There is nobody better qualified legislatively than Robert Young Jr., who is running as senator or for senator here in the state of Michigan in 2018.
And
put the Kid Rock stuff aside, there's only one qualified Republican candidate right now, and it's Robert Young Jr.
And he's qualified demographically, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's very votable. He's won statewide election repeatedly in this state. He's the guy.
And he will slaughter Debbie in a debate, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I hope we see a number of debates with the two of them. And shame on Fox 2 and Channel 4 and Channel 7 for not giving him more airtime. Mm-hmm. Shame on you, because he's the guy that would help the state the most.
They have their own agenda, you two. You know. Thank you very much for taking my call. God bless both of you.
All right,
see you, Will.
You too, Will. Take care. Now let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show. Make it quick, Joe, because we're running a hard break.
To the climate change garbage. Mm-hmm. People who don't know anything, of course, are claiming these back-to-back-to-back hurricanes, Harvey, Irma, Jose, are all news, never happened before, not true, happened in the 1930s. I mean, we have weather data that goes back quite a while, but these know-nothings, convenient selective memory folks, are so gullible and so willing to latch on to, because they have no real faith, they have to latch on to climate faith.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, what's really despicable, Joe, is the fact that they're taking human tragedies and trying to use it to their own political agenda. And shame on you, Al Gore and Jennifer Lawrence and all you other Hollywood celebrities who do this repeatedly. You're sick, you're disgusting, you're pathetic individuals. That's what you are.
They're weaponizing the weather.
Very good. Yeah.
But as to the Trump debt ceiling thing, so the excuse is to punish the rhinos. Trump out-rhinoed the rhinos and went directly to the Socialist Democrats. Is that the excuse we're peddling?
No. Well, I'm looking at it right here. Mitch McConnell agreed that Trump can cut any deal with the Democrats he wants, but it ain't happening unless Mitch McConnell's gang and Paul Ryan's gang, and I'm looking at it right here, they're both jumping in and saying, all right, we're going to go along with the three-month debt ceiling.
Just because
they wanted to stop it,
Joe,
they could have stopped it, so you can blame Trump all you want, but Mitch McConnell and Speaker Ryan jumped on board too. It's that simple. Trump is not the guy to blame here. If you wanted that debt ceiling squared away for 2 years, it was on Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan to do it, and they failed miserably once again.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, love you, Joe. Take care. Bye. And we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. Hurricane Irma on a more westward track. That would take the Category 3 storm up Florida's Gulf Coast. That puts cities like Tampa in the crosshairs, but the mayor says they're prepared.
Fortunately, we trained for this. Obviously, we were watching this for the week that it's been out there. We understand how big this is, how massive it is, the depth and the breadth of it. So we've implemented our plan earlier than we normally would, knowing the magnitude of this.
Bob Buckhorn, but Irma's such a massive storm, Florida's Atlantic coast still in danger.
As of tonight, just announced by city leaders in Miami Beach, there will be an 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew for anybody who stuck around in Miami Beach. Nobody allowed on the streets whatsoever. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, curfew goes into effect for Broward County as well. Delray Beach is already in effect, and Palm Beach County goes into effect at 3 o'clock today.
Fox's Phil Keating in Miami. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks. And let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN. And I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal. And I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
This Common Sense Constitutional Minute is sponsored by the Friedman Surgical Group in Livonia.
The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Thank you, Friedman Surgical Group, for shining a bright light on our American Constitution.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in the studio, Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us with The Drift.
Yeah, well, it's fall, and if your car needs a little work or some replacement parts, Regal Auto Parts in Whitmore Lake is the place to go. You can reach them at 734-663-0976. That's 734-663-0976. Don't buy those expensive new parts if you don't need one. Go to Regal Automotive and get something. So they're located right in Whitmore Lake, 734-663-0976.
And if you need to do work, don't wait till it snows. Do it now. Get those parts now and do it in your yard.
Even a garage is very cold when you're working on your car, so don't do that. Okay, well, we're talking DACA, and but before we get back into DACA, we're going to take a call from Ken, who wants to talk about the age of the Earth. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on something you said. Now, you used the number
5 billion
years old.
Yes.
Now, 5 billion years old has come out from people who promote evolution as fact.
That's me. I'm one of those guys.
I say that based on the text of the Bible, which is what I follow, the Earth is only just over 6,000 years old.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to know that.
I will never ever. We were having this discussion during the break.
we
saw your topic pop up on the phone, and that's how we've spent the last 6 minutes talking.
I know. And that's perfectly fine. I'm never going to rain on anybody's parade. If those of you who are creationists, and I believe the Lord created the Earth, but I think He created it 5 billion years ago and did whatever He's done in the time since. So, but that's me. But you guys are entitled to your creationism. I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm comfortable enough in my own skin to say, you got to love you guys who are creationists. You know, that's cool.
I'm just saying that from the Bible's point of view, and I believe Jesus was right when He gave authority to the writings of Moses, and that's something that a lot of Christians seem to forget. That Jesus Himself gave Moses authority, especially such as Genesis.
Yes, you got to make clear that most people probably don't know that Moses wrote the first five books.
That's right. He wrote the first five books, and Jesus gave authority to that. And in the book of Genesis, it's very clear that in 6 24-hour Earth days, God created the heavens and the earth.
That's Earth days, because, you know, when I think of the Lord, I got to say, and I said this to Ed, you know, 5 billion years is a blink of an eye to the Lord. So why do we say that He did it in our time? If he's the one that told Moses this, I'm sure he was thinking, I did it in 6 of my days. You know what I mean?
Well, here's how we know. Now, God knew when He had Moses write the book of Genesis that we would be having this conversation right now. So God had Moses put in when He was writing the Genesis account of creation. There was the first day and the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the sixth day. But the key phrase, though, He said was, there was evening, there was morning, the first day. There was evening, there was morning, the second day, and so on. So God specifically had Moses use that phrase to show us that it was actually 6 24-hour Earth days and not 1,000 years, 2,000 years, or 5,000 years.
I think that's
the key phrase. There was evening, there was
morning.
Well,
come in here, Pastor Rick. Hold on. Let's get Pastor Rick
in.
He's already been
on the radio.
I'm going to limit you guys to 5 minutes, because this really is not
but
where
Pastor
I want to
Pastor Rick covered this on his show with Pastor Max.
Okay,
go
ahead, Pastor Rick. I'll give you a couple minutes. What's your take on this? I know I'm 3-1. You guys are all against me on this one, but that's okay.
I'm not against you. I'm just not for you. You're wrong.
You guys are all creationists. That's cool.
We are. And you can take this more from a scientific point of view. You want to call for science. There's a lot of science out there that actually disproves the old age theory. This is... Well,
I haven't seen it, and you guys are going to have to show it to me.
I'm from
Missouri. You're going to have to show me, because I've got
52
years of data in my memory bank that says, sorry, 5 billion, but that's okay.
Okay.
And you believe in climate change, too, I'll bet you.
Climate change is real. It's just not man-made.
Okay, I misspoke.
Stop clock is right twice a day.
Go ahead, Ken. What'd you have to say, Ken?
Well, I was just going to say, once again, you got to remember that the people that use the 5
Ken?
Billion don't believe God exists. And so, since God addressed this, read Psalm 14, verse 1, where it says, God speaking, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. So, I go back to the text of the Bible.
Okay, well, that's great. Ken, I understand. So, God love you. I appreciate your thoughts, and I respect your guys' thoughts. Pastor Rick.
Okay, now my thought on this. Okay, I was talking about the young Earth. For example, the position of the Earth to the sun. If the Earth is as old as what you're saying, at the amount and at the rate the sun is burning, we would have actually have been 5 billion years ago within the parameters of the sun. This rock would have been melted a lot, just nothing. We would have been part of the sun.
Yeah, it's a zone of habitation.
That right there tells us it can't be as old as what you're saying. So we got to go a little bit.
Okay. I'm just not buying your.
If the Earth was so many miles closer or further away from the sun, life would be uninhabitable.
Uninhabitable.
Okay? The Earth would be uninhabitable.
The Earth was uninhabitable for a long time.
But Earth could not have risen. We'd be like Venus 5 million years ago. So that Earth that
we were like Venus five billion years ago.
According to science, the old Earth theory, no, there was stuff still on this Earth 5 million years ago. Plants, stuff like that.
Billion, not million.
Well, yeah,
he's going
back only 5 million years, and he's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's the first one. Then let's go to NASA for a second. Let's go to NASA for a second. You know, that space agency, the ones that put a rocket on the moon. You do believe we put men on Earth?
Of course.
Okay. All right. I just had to find out how far this went.
I'm not the conspiracy guy. Right.
There are people
living in the room.
When they sent the moon or went sent men to the moon, they put these great big pads on the capsule. The reason for those pads is because by the calculations of the Earth being, or the universe being so many billion years old, is that there would have been around, I think it was 97 feet of solar dust on there, that they had to put these great big pads on there. Like snowshoes to keep the capsule from sinking into the solar dust. When they got up there, there was just enough on there to make a footprint.
So I'm going to argue with the math. I don't know what math they were using in 1950 to come up with 97 feet of dust in an airless atmosphere, environment that you would have that kind of dust. I'm just not buying it.
I'm going to just keep going. You have the soft core of the moon. They show seismic activity on the moon. The core of the moon is still soft. If the universe was 5 billion years old or billions of years old, it would have been solidified by now. Absolutely. Try to find an argument on just one, but when you go through from point to point to point to point of everything that shows to a young Earth, from the position of the Earth to the sun to the amount of solar dust, you have the absence of a record for you, a fossil record. There is no fossil record to show evolution. Zero.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
All right. Thanks for opening up this. All right. We're done with this. I respect your opinions,
One last thought.
Go ahead.
God was at the center of creation. He was there when it happened. So God would know how he did it. And so if God tells me in his holy word, the Bible, it took me 6 24-hour Earth days to create the world. And if God in his holy word, the Bible, shows me that the Earth is only about just over 6,000 years old, then I'm going to put my trust in God and his word. And going back to Psalm 14, anything written by a scientist who in the beginning says, I don't believe in God, throw what he has to say out the window.
Okay. Well, great, Ken. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it because this went way into the weeds that I didn't want to.
I talked about science, and we're going to go there. There's a few scientific laws I want you to just be aware of.
No, stop.
Irreducible complexity?
Send that in an email, and I'll look it up. I'm not going that far.
We'll probably do this next week. Right. You're going to do it.
I'm going to bring in Mr. Scientist and have a roundtable on this.
Have me on your show for that, please.
Okay.
I would like to say one more thing.
So much.
I love you even though you're wrong.
High five. There you go.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Thanks, Pastor Rick. I appreciate it. It's an interesting subject.
I would like to encourage any of our listeners to watch one video. You can Google it. I bought it, and now it's free on Google. It's called The Privileged Planet. It's just very interesting. It's all about where Earth sits. Oh, it's a beautiful film. Okay. It's all science.
I will look it, and I will watch it, but I got to just tell you guys. You ain't sold me. I got 52 years of propaganda in my head that's saying you're wrong. And I'll agree. I could be wrong. I'm never going to say I'm right on
this.
When we come
argument,
to the Lord, I'm not pulling any punches and saying I'm into that.
Yeah. This argument often stems from your starting position. Okay? In other words, I'm not saying you, but there are certain people who want to deny the Word of God, so they have to start from evolution and work everything from there and not willing to take into consideration. There are others who will not look at science and they have to start from creation and so they won't look at any other evidence.
Okay.
So it's a lot of it is where your viewpoint's from.
Yes. All right. Well, I just You guys just blew my mind. Derek, let's take a break so I can put my brains back into my head because you guys just... Yeah, that was crazy. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
Republicans, you are weak, timid, and lack testicular fortitude, both federal and state-wise. No excuses. You own the joint. Stop reaching around across the aisle. You truly are blowing it on the one major thing it will take to get anything done, and that is getting rid of Mitch McConnell and the horrible shackles of the 60-vote rule. That ain't the way the forefathers planned it. Just ask Alexander Hamilton. See the Federalist Papers. But I doubt you'd know that, Republicans. At this point, you are shameful, close to worthless. Dispute that. I double dog dare you to. You can't. And to think, we the thinking sent Donald Trump to D.C. with our agenda intact, only to have you stand against it. Same goes for all of you in the Michigan legislature. Other than the Freedom Caucus in the House, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul in the Senate, you all need the bum's rush. And guess what? The progressive Democrats, I know that's redundant, but I have to keep it simple for the Republicans, will eat your lunch come 2018 if you don't find a set of balls to strap on. Get busy.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business, or visit ahlawncare.com.
I'm Derek Stone with 60 Seconds on Sports. The new home of the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Pistons, Little Caesars Arena, will officially open for business this Tuesday. LCA has many great features, like the world's largest scoreboard, an outdoor concourse with a huge video screen, seats that are closer to the action taking place on the floor, an aluminum skin operated by a 12 laser projection system, and many more choices in concessions. But the greatest feature is the gondola seating. When you sit in the gondola section, you will be hovering right on top of the ice when the Red Wings are playing, or the court if the Pistons are in action, just like the fans used to do at Olympia Stadium. Detroit sports fans are going to be ecstatic when they visit this awesome state-of-the-art facility. I'm Derek Stone, and this is my 60 Seconds on Sports.
Glenn Beck.
That Polish woman that saved the Jews during World War II, she said, "Remember, the righteous didn't suddenly become righteous. They just refused to go over the cliff with the rest of humanity. Humanity has just gone over a cliff. None of it makes sense."
Well, I mean, it's just, again, no one's grounded in anything. We look at, you know, look at Democrats.
Glenn Beck, Monday through Friday at 9 on Wham! Talk 1600.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Let me kick it like it's 1986.
And welcome back. Thanks to for tuning in. I'm all discombobulated between Pastor Rick coming in and Ken on the phone and Ed in here. Holy camole.
Drift Religion Show.
It's turned into a no more religion on this show. We've got enough of those. All right? You guys are breaking my mind.
Well, for you.
Say a prayer for me, Pastor Rick. Okay. Let's take care of a little business. Burroughs Roadhouse, 5311 Brighton Road. That's out in West Brighton. 810-227-6000. Listen, if you're looking for something to do tonight, go to Burroughs. They got great food. They got great drinks. They got entertainment. They do a Sunday brunch, and there's coupons in the Current, $15 each for a Sunday brunch, and they got a heck of a brunch. So check it out, currentonline.com. Download it if you have to, or just tell them, hey, well, Gary, you heard it on the radio.
Gary
here.
Sent me.
Yeah, Gary sent me, and that's the way to go. 810-227-6000 and currentonline.com. You can see all the different coupons and things they've got going on there. It's awesome. Great place
Don't
to
Don't forget
eat,
to order your subscription to The Current.
There is no subscriptions to The Current. It is bulk it's mailed, free. And if you're in the lucky area to yeah. get it, you will get it. Otherwise, you can go to currentonline.com and see it that way. Okay, let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. Hey, I have to agree with you on DACA. DACA was illegal. It shouldn't have been done. He put it back in Congress where it belongs. If Congress acts on it, great. I will accept whatever they do, even though I might not like it. And, you know, since mankind was put on this planet hundreds of thousands of years ago, people have been displaced, and they had to get along the best they could. Well, these dreamers, that's the boat they're going to be in. If they have to go back to their home country and figure out how to get along, that's their problem, not mine. Their parents knew that that could happen when they brought them here in the first place. So that's just the luck of the draw, the roll of the dice. If you can't stay, then get on out of here and go make your country better. That's how I feel about it.
That's exactly right, Gary. That brings up 14 things that the mainstream media won't tell you about DACA. And you hit the first one right there. This is only the fault of the parents who brought these children mm-hmm. here, right? Hey, they brought them here for whatever reason they decided to leave. And I hit Vicente Fox right on Twitter this week because he was out there bashing Trump for whatever. Now, Mr. Vicente Fox, you are a pawn of the cartels. You took money from the cartels. You were a disgraced president of Mexico.
Former president, yeah.
You ruined your country, sir. You ruined your country so badly that people wanted to flee your country and come to the greener pastures of the United States of America. So when I see this idiot, Vicente Fox, opening his fat trap, you drug-sponsored piece of human garbage. Don't talk to me about Donald Trump.
I'd like to express my ability to mock somebody with laughter. 7,000 years?
I know. Gary, my mind is blown. But you know what? That's what I love about America, is people can have differing views and opinions. And I would love to actually have dinner with these guys and have them show me all the stuff. And then what I would do is see if we can get a NASA guy to come in and have dinner with us, too, and let them battle it out, because my mind is blown right now after listening to the three guys, one of my favorite listeners, my favorite co-host, and one of my other favorite hosts here. I'm kind of blown away today. You guys are blowing me away.
Mind warping.
Yeah, what else you got, Gary? Anything? Oh, he's gone already.
Oh, geez.
Well, thanks for the call, Gary.
Well,
we're going to
awesome. Continue talking DACA.
We are. Because number two is DACA recipients are illegal aliens. This simple fact has been so downplayed and memory hold, it just needs to be spoken out loud. They're illegal,
just
folks.
Just children.
I don't care if they came here as a child. They're still illegal. If they crawled across on their own or somebody carried them across, they're here illegally. And if an American took their child to Mexico, that child would be thrown mm-hmm. out of the country as well. That's mm-hmm. just the way it is. Why should we be any different than Mexico, right?
Well,
Number three, because
we're better than Mexico. I'm sorry, that's
are
the
we?
Argument.
Well, are we?
But that's the point.
All right. Number three, DACA is a massive amnesty program. That's what it comes down to. You're taking a bunch of people who are here illegally. They didn't wait in line. They didn't fill out the forms. They weren't checked. They are here illegally. This is amnesty.
What I don't understand is how it's getting twisted, because DACA, the very first word is D for deferred. It wasn't supposed to be eternal. It was supposed to be deferred.
Yes, there's a video of that.
Yeah, so there is? Okay.
Well. Yeah, there's a complete video of Barack Obama. We'll have to dig it up, Derek. If we don't get it today, we'll dig it up next week.
So it's not supposed to be an eternal amnesty
that
program.
Correct.
It was supposed to be. Now, the other thing I've got here is, wait a minute, the kids were brought over by the parents. Where are the parents? Were the parents sent home? How'd the kids get left behind? That's ridiculous.
Well, they're still here illegally, too.
Okay,
that's the
then
whole point.
Send the parents home with. I don't understand how you separate kids from parents. Send the kids with the parents. You're not going to send the parents home and leave the kids behind. That's stupid.
Send them all.
So, send them all back.
I believe in keeping the family together. Send them all back. Apply. You can come back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You've worked here enough years. You must have a nice bankroll now that you can pay your fees and application fees and come back the way you're supposed to. Because it's not fair to the thousands and thousands and thousands of people trying to get here legally. They're making their applications. They're getting investigated. They're getting their background checks. They should be here first. Not the people who cross the border mm-hmm. illegally and who may or may not be paying into Social Security legally or illegally. Mm-hmm. and sometimes committing crimes. I'm not saying every illegal immigrant here is committing a crime, but you committed one crime.
Yeah.
You came here illegally. Mm-hmm. So you're a criminal. Sorry. Well, by whatever standards you meet, you broke the law when you came here illegally without asking permission. That's all I'm saying, mm-hmm. right? Number four, DACA recipients are not the children. DACA is eligible only to those aged 15 to 32. A very large percentage of DACA recipients are adults.
Yeah, I don't understand that. How'd that get to 32? I thought it was supposed to...
Since when is a 32-year-old a child?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's still dreaming.
I mean, it's 21 by our standards here. You can drink, you can vote at 18, but you can drink at 21. Now you're an adult. 32 is way out of line.
Yeah.
That's all
yep.
I can say. Number five, DACA recipients take American jobs. They do.
Mm-hmm. Especially those 32-year-olds, yeah.
800,000.
Unless they're on welfare.
Older children and young adults are working jobs here in America that
are
displacing.
Or how are they affording to stay here?
Yeah.
If they're not working, they're taking welfare.
Yes. Exactly. And so, you know, the inner
something.
City folks who may be unemployed, I think we got 30-40% unemployment in Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I've been in the construction industry a good part of my whole life, right? I used to be able to make a living. A lot of people used to be able to make money as a painter and raise mm-hmm. a family and buy a house. Not anymore.
Nope.
How about drywall? Mm-hmm. Not anymore. How about carpentry? Barely.
You
know, roofing? Barely.
Yeah.
You know, it is very – all these trades that we used to have and people can make a living and raise a family and buy a house are now gone because we have legals or illegals working and driving the wages down to the point where you can't make a house payment and raise a kid anymore. That's what it comes down mm-hmm. to, right? So they are taking the jobs of America. Are they paying taxes? I don't know. Here's one thing you have to think of. Those that are here illegally and you got five or six in an apartment, I know. I see it right in Whitmore Lake. Mm-hmm. I can see it, right? Bunch of illegals living in an apartment, and shame on the apartments for taking whatever, not following through and finding out who they are. They save their money. They're industrious. I'm giving you that. Save their money. They ship that money home. That money never hits the gross domestic product of the mm-hmm. United States of America.
That's why they have nothing saved up for the visas when they do get kicked out. They can't come back because they send it all.
Send all their money home. Exactly. Yeah. Some DACA recipients are criminals. Absolutely. Over 5 years, between 2013 and 17, a total of 2,139 DACA recipients lost their amnesty benefits due to criminality or gang-affiliated concerns. That's the ones they caught.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're finding a whole lot of them. You go into Southwest Detroit, you're going to find a lot of illegals. You're going to find a lot of gang activity. I mean, you see this gang graffiti all the way out in the suburbs in Fowlerville and everywhere else now. Drive down the highway. What do you see? Gang graffitis. It's tagging, right? I'm not an expert in tagging, but absolutely, it's there.
Let's be real clear here. We're not opposed to legal immigration. I work with
Absolutely.
People. I hear Spanish all day long
yes.
in the factory I work at. I hear more Spanish than I hear English. These people are hardworking people. They're doing factory jobs.
Yeah.
But I know the company I work for runs...
Yeah. And here's the last one, right? Or it's not the last one. Number seven, DACA is not a law. It is the violation of a
yes.
law.
Yep.
Okay? So take that to the bank, folks. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and get informed, stay informed, stay open-minded.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend.